Some things are just too good to keep to yourself, and that can apply to radio programmes, aired and then archived. The music they preserve remains as fresh as ever it was. Couldn't be more true than for this concert, recorded in North Carolina at the start of this decade, a celebration for WUNC Radio. So travel back with me to 2001 to the North Carolina Museum of Art and the timeless music of Cherish the Ladies. This is Fiona Ritchie. Welcome to an hour of fun and great music on the Thistle and Shamrock this week in the company of Cherish the Ladies.
Give me a record review.
A set of tunes called Last Night's Fun, and if you're thinking you wish you'd been part of it, well, don't worry, we have an hour's worth of highlights for you from an intimate performance by one of the best and the busiest Irish music groups around. Cherish the Ladies tour the world with close to 200 concerts a year. We caught up with this six-piece band in Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Art. The occasion was a special evening in honour of the 25th anniversary of public radio station WUNC 91.5 FM. And we're grateful to them that we can share the spirit of the evening with you this week. So, you'll be hearing some fine playing and singing from band members and the liveliest banter in the business from Joni Madden on flute, whistle and voice, mostly talking. Get ready for an hour of great entertainment, starting with the Limerick Lasses set as we go back to the North Carolina Museum of Art and the company of Cherish the Ladies.
Thank you.
said. Ah, cut it out.
Wasn't that good? I think we got a speeding ticket on that one.
We got a speeding ticket for sure. We nearly got one today getting here. Do you know what we did today? We all did it.
Here she goes.
We were on 220. Was that two? No, we came from Asheville today. No, we did.
220 south, yeah.
We went 40 to 220 to 85, right? Well, there was no 85. We went 100 miles in the wrong direction, everybody. So we've really seen, we wound up in a place, what was it called?
Windblow,
North Carolina. Bet you none of you have been there, have you?
Yeah, the same way we went.
I would have liked to live there in Windblow. I think that'd be a nice place for me to live.
West End was another place. We were all over the place today. It was crazy. Oh. But anyway, this next song is a song that we learned from one of the best traditional Irish singers I've ever, in my book, she's the best. Her name is Dolores Cain.
All right, I hear what you're
saying. And, oh, besides Joni, sorry. but anyway, it's a song about immigration, and it's called Ramblin' Irishman. And on the new record, we were lucky enough to have Tom Chapin and John McCutcheon join us on this song. Sorry, and Tommy Makem. Sorry. I always forget about him because I wasn't there the day he recorded it on it. Sorry. But anyway, it's called Ramblin' Irishman, and sing along on the chorus because it's a pretty easy one. So if you feel like singing, we'd love to hear you.
We laid each other's arms.
To know, has anybody seen us before? Oh yeah. Where'd you see us? Elon College. Where? Wilmington, Delaware? Oh, Wilmington, North Carolina. Okay. Merlefest.
Raleigh.
Yeah, we were just here in January with the North Carolina Symphony for two nights. But we like this place better. This is the kind of place we like to play. Forget about those symphonies. Get everybody on top of us and screaming and loud, all that chanting stuff. It's more kind of speed. Yes, Mr. Queensman. Is that the flute I played when I was 5 years old? No. I didn't play the flute when I was 5 years old. But you stand up anytime you have any questions to ask, and I'll answer them right straight out to you. You remember me back in the... Well, that was when I was small. Okay, well, where are you from? What county are you from?
Mayo.
Oh, Mayo, good spot. All right. Good spot. That's where Eileen Ivers' people come from. Okay, you knew my... All right, well, I'll talk to you after the show all about my father. All right, a good Bronx man there. Anyway, we all grew up, a lot of us, most of us grew up in immigrant households, and we all passed the music on from our fathers and our brothers and our sisters and even grandmothers passed down the music. And I just wanted to introduce the group to you. What are you, door number three you're going to come out of next? Anyway, you've met Deirdre Connolly again. Deirdre comes from Queens, New York. And Deirdre's dad is an All-Ireland champion on the Illan Pipes. His name is Matty Connolly. And he comes from Monaghan, County Monaghan, Scotstown in County Monaghan. And her mother comes from one of the Gaeltic regions in Ireland, a place called Clonbur in County Galway. So that's where she got her music and her good looks. Would you welcome Deirdre Connolly? And on the guitar here is Mary Coogan. And all right. Poor Mary's been sitting in that chair next to me for 14 years now. I said that last night in Asheville, and somebody said, she should be nominated for sainthood. Well, anyway, she probably should be. But Mary's got a master's degree in education and always continues to teach when we're off the road. But her dad is a great accordion player. His name is Jim Coogan, and her mother comes from Castlerean, County Roscommon. Would you welcome Mary Coogan? And on the accordion, all the way from Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. That used to have a water boy, now we have a water girl. Thank you very much, Minister. Good Lord. Usually they're passing out the wine, but we'll take water today. But anyway. But anyway, Mary Rafferty's dad is truly one of the greatest flute players in my books to ever play or touch the flute in Irish traditional music. His name is Mike Rafferty. And he comes from a place called Woodford, outside Woodford, a place called Ballinakil in East Galway. And he's passed on his music to Mary. And what's the great thing is that my father and Mary's father grew up 11 miles apart from each other in Ireland, and they played music in 40 years, and now we're doing it. So there you go. Anyway, Mary Rafferty, whistles and flutes. She also plays concertina, but an accordion. and has a splint in her foot. And then, moving right along, on the fiddle, all the way from Lexington, Kentucky. Is there anybody here from Lexington, Kentucky? Oh my God, there's a mob. We never usually get that many, I'll tell you, it's pretty funny. Usually not too many people.
She loves the fact that we never get anybody.
I usually pick on it, but I'm not gonna pick on it when I'm down here, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, Liz's father, pardon me? I know we're outnumbered here. I'm going to keep it zip. But anyway, Liz actually doesn't, her father doesn't play music, but he does play the horses, and he does a great job at that. But I'll tell you something. He's good at that. But in all honesty, you know, Liz plays the fiddle that was handed down to her from her grandmother, and music has always been an important role in the whole family. And she went on to study and get a degree in music in New York. And while she was at University of Stony Brook, she got turned on to Irish traditional music and studied with great fiddle players, Brian Conway and Eileen Ivers. And she succeeded so well and so quickly, she quickly became the premier violinist with the little unknown dance show called River Dance, where she performed all around the country. And we're very proud to have her with us now. She now makes her home in Chicago, Illinois. Would you welcome Liz Knowles on the fiddle? And I'm Joni Madden. My name is Joni Madden. I was born in the Bronx and the Woodlawn section of the Bronx and raised in Yorktown Heights in Westchester. And my dad... All right. Where are you from?
Oh, East Chester.
Okay. Well, I now live in Yonkers. Going bonkers in Yonkers, as they say. But anyway, my father is from Portumna in East Galway, and he's a great accordion player. He's an All-Ireland champion in his day. And my mother is from Milltown, Malbay, County Clare. And very nice to meet you all. But anyway, handing you over now, we're going to leave the best for last, I guess. Down there on the piano is Donna Long, and... Donna's music was passed down from her dad, who is a great jazz piano player, and now she's passed her music on to her son, Jesse, who is happens to be a wonderful, wonderful fiddle player with a great group called Danu, a traditional Irish group based in Waterford. And she is a great composer of music. She originally comes from Los Angeles, California, but now lives in Baltimore, and we're going to get her to play one of her tunes for you now. Would you give a nice round of applause to Donna Long?
Last year, I wrote a tune for a young woman who sat in a redwood tree for 2 years. And being from California, I grew up with the redwoods and was very fond of them. And I just felt like this woman had done so much. And at the time, I didn't really know how much she had done. I just knew she sat in this tree for 2 years. And I said to Joni one day, you know, this woman, Julia Butterfly Hill, sat in a tree for 2 years. She goes, oh, nobody from the Bronx would do something like that. That's only a California thing.
I said the only way anybody would sit up in a tree for 2 years if you were from the Bronx is if you were hiding from the cops.
Yeah, she knows from experience. She has a badge in her wallet. It's one of those fake ones. Anyway, I'm dedicating this tune. It's called Luna, after the tree, which the tree was named Luna. And I'm dedicating it to Julia because I just feel like she did a lot. And she's saving a lot of the forests throughout the world now. Here it is. Thank you.
Cherish the Ladies, live from the North Carolina Museum of Art, Raleigh. There's more of the music, more of the banter, more of Cherish the Ladies on the Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and all this great entertainment comes to you here on Public Radio thanks to your support. Stay with us. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Back to vintage Cherish the Ladies.
Thank you.
Mary Rafferty, an accordion. Ripping it out for you. Oh, well, one thing that I love to play is the penny whistle. And I'm going to play a little air this time. It's a very, very old air that is a couple of hundred years of age. And it's a tune that I learned from the playing of Liam O'Flynn, one of Ireland's greatest inland pipers. And it's called An Cailín na Gruaige Duine, which just means, when it's translated from the Gaelic, the girl with the brown hair. So. Anyway, I hope you like it. And I'm going to take the time and dedicate this air to Fiona. And it's always such a pleasure with us that we travel so much and we're always all over America. And no matter where we tune in on a Saturday morning, I go looking in the early 80s and 90s and she'll always wind up there somewhere. So we've had to listen to her all across the country, and it's just a great tribute to have her here tonight and to pay homage to her for this one. Anyway, okay, shut up already. Here we go. by John McCusker there, Franksville. Thank you very much. Cherish the Ladies, live at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Raleigh, North Carolina, in a special performance from back in 2001 to mark the silver anniversary of WUNC 91.5 FM. Thanks to the sound engineers Paul McEwen and Jeff, and especially to the Cherish the Ladies lineup from those days, Deirdre Connolly, Mary Coogan, Mary Rafferty, Liz Knowles, Donna Long and Joni Madden for an unforgettable night of music back then. And as Cherish the Ladies now celebrates over 25 years of music making, find out about today's lineup and where you can hear the band this year at cherishtheladies.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland and it's a thistleradio.com production. Check online for programme playlists, updated and archived, and find out how to listen again at our website. And be sure to enter our free Trip to Scotland sweepstakes, all at thistleradio.com. This comes from a 2005 release by Cherish the Ladies, the title medley from the album Woman of the House on Rounder Records. See you next time. Thank you.
Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group, Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age, the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, in conjunction with the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, funding the Jazz.next project, the Langloth Foundation, supporting innovation in physical and emotional healing for underserved populations at langloth.org.